Let's bring into the studio Miss Lily Allen. Look, there she is.
There she is.
Look at the little cherub face girl.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
There she is. Look, wearing Paddington's yellow duffel coat.
It's like cross between Paddington Bear and Liam Gallagher, I think.
Kind of, yeah. Mm. More Paddington than
it's
Liam.
Very good with a can of beer.
Okay. Anyway, sit down and talk to the mic. I want to hear you.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Brilliant.
Are you nervous?
No.
All right, okay, you're allowed to be. I'm a big star.
Yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very popular. Got loads of listeners and everything.
Saviour, I take
That's right. Yeah, you know it. Don't pretend you don't know.
The gospel and all that.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that.
I can't talk about it. You can.
I'm not going to talk about it.
All right, fine. Don't worry. I won't talk about you.
Okay.
So, tell us about your next door neighbour.
I don't know them.
Do you not?
No, I don't talk to them.
Why?
Because they're weird.
I've got weird neighbours.
Really?
Yeah. I've got really nice neighbours, and I've got really weird neighbours. And I've got neighbours that don't like me. So I've got the
I bet they think you're quite weird.
No, I think I'm quite normal. I think I'm fairly quiet as a neighbour.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
I was saying this the other day, it's a very odd street I live on. There's somebody who plays a trumpet in the afternoon and early evening with the window open. Having trumpet lessons.
I play really loud UK garage out of my window.
Do you?
And there's a doctor's surgery right over the road and they love me.
I bet they love that. You get all the patients coming out,
yeah.
Moving.
Can you turn that down? We've got sick people.
Do you ever get anybody shouting, turn it up?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only when I play my own songs.
Well, of course. Your album's great. I love your album.
Thank you.
I was worried that I wouldn't like it. The first time I heard your single, I thought, this is all right. And then...
Heard it in Germany, didn't you?
We were in Germany. We're driving around. We had a promo copy of your album.
Right. Yes, I heard this. You were when the football was on.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And I loved it. I thought it was great.
Thank you very much.
I love your album.
I did a signing yesterday and somebody came up to me and went, your album's just the best thing I've heard ever. I just think it's amazing. And I went... probably listen to Pink Floyd's early stuff or Led Zeppelin, something like that.
No, that's a compliment, though, isn't it?
Yours is better. Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, they'll never amount to anything.
Oh, come on.
One hit wonders, love?
No.
I'm telling you.
Well, my midweeks aren't that great, so I might be the same thing.
Give over. I like the record, I think it's very good. And then I like the video, I think it's very clever.
For which song?
For LDN.
Right.
It's showing London in a nice way.
And dark and
way.
Happy at the same time.
Yeah, you see what they've done there.
I'm glad you like it. Hmm.
However, did the filth really take away your license?
Yes, it did, although I have just got it back.
Oh, you're going to have to re-record the track then, you're a liar.
Yeah, but I haven't got a car.
Why not?
Because I've had my license gone for a year and a half and I don't know.
The record company will buy you a car?
No, I think I might blag one, because I'm famous now.
Well, yeah, what would you like?
I'd quite like a Mini Cooper S with black roof, blacked out windows, black body and 19-inch alloy wheels.
Right, there you go.
So you thought about it then?
The record, how many albums have you sold so far?
I've shipped nearly 500,000.
Oh my God. The record company will buy you
Isn't
a car.
Isn't that blasphemy? Didn't you just blasphemise live on national radio?
I'm Roman Catholic though, I'm praising my Lord God.
Okay.
About your record
my
sales.
My grandma would find that offensive.
Would she really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she really is Catholic.
No, so am I.
Mm.
I'm Roman Catholic.
I bet you go to church every Sunday.
Gotta be honest, not every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes
Hollyoaks is on.
Sometimes
Do you
clash with Hollyoaks and football. Do I have kids?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to ask me any more questions?
Do you want some?
I don't think I'm able to have kids. This is, I feel as I've been chattered up by a man.
Didn't you say that? I sounded like a man.
No, I never said that.
Yeah,
Dave,
you did.
Dave said that.
I never said that.
Oh, thank you.
It wasn't me.
No, you don't look like a man.
I didn't say I look like a man.
No, he's talking about sounding like a man, not looking like a man.
No, I know, but I'm trying to get out of saying
and
that.
And I didn't realise that you couldn't have children either.
Well, no, I physically can't, because I'm a man.
Best. It's probably best for the
Oh,
world.
I see,
That's
right.
That's what I meant by that.
Sorry, I thought you
I'm
had...
a man, I can't have a child.
Right.
Yeah. I can make babies, of course. I'm like a baby-making machine, just ready to go. But I don't want kids. I get in the way of my life. I'm too selfish to have children. Do you want children?
Yes, I want boys.
How many?
3.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got everything planned out. You know what car you want. You know the kids you want.
I want to call them Sid, Stanley, and I haven't thought of the next one.
Chris.
Yeah, probably.
What's wrong with that? Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a kind of...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not yobbish enough.
Sorry, Lily.
No, well, what? I didn't say that you should call your child Lily. You said I should call my son Chris. It's not yobbish enough.
Why do you want yobby names?
Because I like them, because they look naughty when they've got yobby names. And
yeah, but you've got to remember, you know, you're going to be a rich woman now, and then you're going to have servants and all that kind of thing, and your children will grow up called Sid. Be like, Sid, come here! And they'll be like this. Yes, Mama. And they'll all be posh because they've grown up in
Mama.
Hertfordshire.
No.
Mummy, can I come on tour with you next week? We have a week off from school, and I would really much like to come and watch your supporting bands, who I believe are Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin. See? And then,
I should call them, like, Yakimo and, what's another?
Yakult.
Yakult.
That's like a bacteria drink.
Can we do some more plugs, just for things?
What do you want?
Well, I've just got myself.
Here we go. Yeah. You love this famous thing, don't you?
I've just got myself a brand new Sky HD box.
Wow.
And a Sony 32-inch high-definition TV, which is great. Such brilliant quality. You would not believe it. Honestly, it really, really is great.
And
everyone should go out and get one.
Unbelievable. See, what you find, Lily Allen, my little young friend in this world of... fickle show business. It's when you've been around a bit longer, you get a 40-inch. So there you go. So when you get your HD, do you just sit and watch the BBC HD preview channel go round and round and round?
In all my time off, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I really have a lot of time to watch TV at the moment. Definitely. I saw all of Big Brother. I'm watching X Factor. No, I don't get a minute. And if I do, I sleep. So TV doesn't really come into it.
You don't really need it. You could give that to somebody
because
else.
Hopefully one day I'll have a day off.
Right.
Yeah.
Sunday?
Maybe.
On a Sunday you'll be working though.
Can we get more interesting? Because the clock is ticking and I want this to be fun.
Oh, dear.
I'm going.
All right.
What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that I was trying to flirt with Lily Allen a few weeks ago.
Why does it always have to come back to you? Always. Whenever I hear you as a guest, it's like, what should we talk about? Not the guest, Chris. Let's talk about Chris.
Because it's the Chris Moyle Show. Who the hell else am I going to talk about?
Okay.
What, Pope John Paul II?
He's Roman Catholic. Like you.
He is exactly right.
Your face really does not suit your voice.
Is it not?
No.
Is that a compliment or not?
I don't know, it's just, I wouldn't expect...
Do you know, I feel that Lily is losing
face.
The room rapidly. Do you, Dave? She's not endearing herself to us at all, is she?
Well, I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing.
I love you all.
Yeah,
I just feel a bit, like, intimidated by the whole situation.
Why? We're talking to you.
Okay.
We said that we like your album and we like you.
Thank you, it's brilliant.
You know, we've flagged you a mini, for God's sake. You're a gracious cow. And then you come in, you slag off Dave's face, which, fair enough.
No, I didn't slag it off, I just said it didn't match his voice. Don't you find with that with some people that they have a face and the voice comes and it doesn't make sense?
That's fair enough.
Yeah, but I think, you know... So you're saying Dave has a pretty face?
Yeah, definitely. He's got good features.
Do I have a pretty face?
Yes.
Does Alid have a pretty face?
Alid has the most beautiful face.
Yeah, whatever. Aww. Let's not talk about... Who cares about faces? Faces are very overrated as far as I'm concerned anyway.
They are.
Yeah.
People should be less concerned with their physical appearance, in my opinion.
That's right. Says a woman wearing a yellow duffel coat. And I agree. Lily Allen, this is going to be a very interesting interview in the next half hour. She wants to go up a gear. We'll go up a gear in the next half hour. Don't you worry, love. By the time this interview is finished, I'm going to know which hand you wipe your ass with when you go to the toilet, I'll tell you. It's 8:26. Kanye West and Touch the Sky from Radio 1. Lily Allen's just asked me out on a date tonight. How cool is that?
Wow.
Yeah. I reckon by the end of the night, we'll be necking outside the Royal Albert Hall. I've never said that word before, necking.
I hate that word.
I hate it. It's rubbish.
Snogging?
Yeah.
Snogging's a good word.
Yeah, but snogging, neck, you don't go like that, do you?
Can if you want.
No. Not much fun.
Don't knock it. What? I mean, look at Dominic. He's the king of necking.
I am, yeah. I've been necking now for a good few years.
I really hate that. Teachers use that word. Teachers use that word when they find you doing something naughty behind the whatever.
You feel very strongly about necking, don't you?
Hang on. So you were caught doing something naughty at school?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Having a snog. And it was like, these two were seen necking. Oh, the headmaster said it. And it was just so annoying. It's like, no, necking's just rubbish.
Who
it's
were
like
you caught necking?
Oh, Deputy years head. Ago. No.
He hated it.
No, it was.
Come on, love,
really
I've got a class in 5 minutes.
No, it was years and years ago. And I just remember, the headmaster saying, were you the two that were caught necking? And I just almost wet my pants laughing.
Was it another girl?
No!
Oh, all right. I'm only asking.
No.
Shame, because I had some kind of tattoo image in my head. That's of the girls, not just a tattoo.
Right.
Carry necking. You right there, Lily?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Can we get you anything?
No.
You happy?
Yeah.
All right. We'll chat more with Miss Lily Allen about our hot date after we get some news and sports. 8:31.
It's now 8:36.
Rhinos or tykes, you need to ask him.
What?
Rhinos or tykes.
No, he has no pets. Just clear that one up.
No, you daft div. Hey, Lily Allen.
Hi. I actually listened to some of your show on the way here this morning.
Right.
Wow.
And I heard your pet conversation.
Right.
Did you think it was offensive that he was going to eat my cat?
Not really. That's not what I was offended by. But what I was offended by is the echo in this room. No. I'm moving to America in January.
Why?
For 6 months to promote my album.
Wow.
And I'm going to take my dog, Maggie May, with me. So she will be coming on the plane.
You just buy a new dog that looks like the dog you have.
No.
Go out there, you're going to rent a place, you're not going to buy a place, are you?
No, but
so
listen,
rent a dog?
Because then I have to do all the training again. Laters.
But you're going to have a British dog in America, it'll be turning left when it should be turning right, it won't know what to do.
Okay.
All the other dogs will be coming up going woof, and they'll be going, I don't even understand your accent. Because it'll be an American dog.
What sort of dog is it?
English Bull Terrier.
Wow, what are they small or I can't?
No, they're huge, quite big and muscly and
are
stocky.
They?
Yeah.
They're like Bill Sykes's dog in Oliver, with the triangle face.
Oh right, so not pretty, but
no, pretty.
Pretty, no, not just pretty. I mean,
they're very funny because they've got they've got kind of like a funny head, and then their eyes kind of sit on the side, unlike all other.
Sounds like your dog's broken.
But they can't figure out corners, so they stand in the corner looking at it. They can't figure out where the wall
is. Oh,
meets.
Don't take it to America.
Really?
He won't know what to do. Is it he?
It's a she. She's called Maggie May.
Maggie May. Oh, that's sweet. See, that's quite sweet.
Yeah.
She is very sweet.
And whereabouts in America are you going to go?
Well, it was meant to be Los Angeles, but I can't handle it, so I think New York.
I think New York's probably better for you.
Thanks.
Why don't you just leave her?
You killed people in LA.
Yeah.
Just leave her in a maze for like 6 months, because if you physically can't turn corners, then she'll be happily.
That's quite a good idea, actually.
We just found a picture of one.
Oh, does your dog look like this? Look at that. That's an ugly looking dog.
They are ugly dogs, aren't they?
Yeah, except she hasn't got a patch on her eye.
They're funny looking dogs. Yeah. They look like wrong dogs.
Mm. No, they're very sweet.
Well, why don't you, when you go to America, you can actually have a pretty dog for 6 months?
What, like a Paris Hilton dog?
You could be the new Paris Hilton.
Oh, I love that.
God, you might even get mistaken for her as you're going down the road.
Crazy, and the stars are blind.
There you go. Beautiful. And there'll be more singing from Lily Allen later on in the programme. We're going to play your record now.
Yay!
Yeah. Got the Phil tuck away my last thing. Good morning to you, everyone. It's The Killers and When We Were Young. Do you like The Killers, Miss Lily Allen?
Yeah, I do, actually. I really like the first album. I haven't really heard much of this one.
What kind of music do you like, or do you just like what you
like?
I
like basically like hip-hop and grime and like UK hip-hop
right.
And things like that.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, because that is like wicked, isn't it?
But you also like The Killers, though, and that's not like...
Yeah, because that indie's basically like making like a resurgence, isn't it, in the mainstream. So, like, you've got to respect them things right there.
Yeah, it's indie rock and roll to me, isn't it?
Get me.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Yeah, get me.
You get me, Dave?
Yep.
Yeah, Dave.
Yes, I do.
You're not down with it like what
I'm not.
Is.
Yeah, I'm not as urban as you are.
No, you're not.
Obviously,
but that's all right. Though I don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. Let me talk to you, Lily Allen, about your life.
Okay.
I have notes about you.
I bet you do.
I do. By the way, do you know, I was trying to flirt with you via my friend's phone
at the festival. Oh, that was the night in the pub.
Really?
Don't say really, you were there.
Yeah, but no one told me.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Okay, so, festival.
Yeah.
So then you've finished.
Yeah.
And then you're on a tour bus.
Yeah.
And you're all having a drink.
Yeah.
And my friend was there.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm sitting with Lily Allen.
And well, who was your friend?
A guy called Jody. Kind of little boyish look, little face with wild hair.
I must have been terribly drunk.
Yeah, you were. And anyway, and I said, oh, say, tell her I said hello, because I'm in my local boozer in
is
London.
Is that your flirting?
Yeah.
Well, I'm, tell her I said hello.
Well, I'm miles away. And then you said hello, and then I wrote a text
right
to you, which okay. I then sent to him so he could show to you.
I didn't do that, I would have remembered.
Are you sure?
I promise, I would have.
Because then he sent me a text back going, I think she thinks that I'm a bit mental, that I'm showing her text messages to her, meant to be from you, and I don't think she believes me.
And what time is this?
Oh, it was about, like,
oh, late.
11, midnight, something like that.
Right, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, I'm hurt, I'm gutted.
No, but I would have remembered, though, Chris, if it really had have happened. But I think your friend was lying.
No, it did happen. He's not a liar.
I'm gonna burp. No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, so that was that. I'm really upset by that.
I thought we were going to talk about my life.
Yeah, we are talking about your life.
Okay.
And I should play a major part in it.
Okay.
But obviously you don't remember. do you still find Peter Crouch attractive?
No.
Right.
Peter Crouch?
There was a supposedly...
I like lanky men.
Do you?
Or fat men.
No one gets lankier than Peter Crouch.
Not fat, actually. Chubby.
Right. Yeah, I'm quite lanky. So, are you friends with your dad again, with Keith Allen?
Yeah, I've always been friends with him.
I thought you had fallen out.
Yes, we're estranged, according to the newspapers.
But no, so there's no problem between you and your dad?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. There's problems between my mum and my dad.
Right. Let's not get into that.
No, let's not.
Well, Keith can talk about that when he comes on the show next week, hopefully.
Brilliant!
And then you grew up with your dad as Keith Allen.
Yes, he was.
And then, oh, he is. And then your stepdad was Harry Enfield.
Yeah. Well, my mum never married him, but I lived with him for a few years.
You didn't call him dad?
Didn't call him dad, no.
What do you call him? Harry?
Harry. What, Harry?
Is he funny?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I'm sure, as your co-workers probably know, that people that are funny in their job are generally not funny in real life. They're quite kind of... like manic depressives, almost.
I'm hilarious off the air. I'm funnier in real life than I am on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm still gutted that flirting thing didn't work out.
I'm sorry, we can do it again. We'll do it tonight at Jay-Z.
Yeah, but you'll be too busy watching Jay-Z.
I know. Do, 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 do. Thank you. Sorry.
There you go. Good. it says that you've designed a trainer for Nike.
Oh, why does everyone keep bringing this up in interviews?
Because it's about...
Because it's on the biog thing.
Is that not true?
I'm going to get that crossed off. It is true, but it's just really lovely to talk about because I like Nike trainers a lot.
So, well, you're bored of talking about it?
Yeah.
Right.
I did design a trainer to be handed out for promotional goods, for competition winners, etc.
Right.
I say designed a trainer... I mean, chose some colours.
So you didn't design it at all?
No.
You didn't sit there and go, I want this. I want the little swoosh upside down.
No.
And I want this bit here, and I want a bit of pink there.
No, I went, that bit should be yellow and that bit should be black.
That's it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I could be
it's
a designer.
Easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could do that. I could absolutely do that.
Chris Moore's pumps?
Yeah.
So to speak. I mean, as in, you know, what you wear on your shoes.
Shut up. Last night you were signing copies at the Virgin Megastore on Oxford Street?
I was.
Busy?
Yeah, really busy.
How many weirdos?
Quite a lot. You start to recognise them. There's like some older ones that are about 50 that really smell bad and a male and...
Well, I was just wanting to see you. I thought I should queue up.
Yeah, they can be quite scary. And then you can't really tell sometimes because you think that they might be professional autograph hunters, but then they ask you for photos with them and, yeah, it can be a bit odd.
Any fit
but the
guys?
Kids, I love the kids. The kids are great. I really do love the kids.
See, you know,
okay, I hate the kids.
No, I like it. I think you're a range of emotions.
Oh, I like the kids. The kids are great. Kids are allowed photos. The grown-ups aren't.
Are they not allowed photos?
No, because they're weird. They smell.
So you're doing a signing, and some old fella comes up and goes, "Can I have a photo?"
It's Dave. And you're like, okay.
Why did you use the name Dave? Of all the names that you could have picked in the world, you choose Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
It's the number one choice of name for weirdos.
For weirdos?
Yeah. Perfect. So what, you just say no, you can't have a photo?
I tell security to say no photos. And then when the little kids come up, go, can we have a photo? The security guys go, no. And I go, oh, go on then. So they're allowed one, they're sweet.
You're a big softie, really, aren't
you?
Yeah. I think so.
I am a big softie.
Well, we were talking about your album just before, and we were talking about the track.
I feel a link. Was that a link? You're a big softie. The next track is going to be a...
Maybe I'll talk about the track.
Soft one.
Yeah, the track which I like.
Littlest Things, it's called. It will be the next single. That's a Radio 1 exclusive.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about that, how the power of that track.
The power... No, I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Are you not?
No.
That could have been another exclusive.
That could have.
Why not allowed to talk about
it? Because I don't want to.
Okay.
And no.
All right. That's how you're going all shy.
Very sweet song about a very special person.
Right. Who dumped you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, be mean.
But I'm not. You wrote the song. I listened to it. It's about you being dumped.
Do you know, I've never dumped anyone. I've only ever been dumped. It's really mean. I hate it.
It's not nice dumping people, though.
It's really not nice being dumped.
Well, no. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That hasn't really happened to me that much, though. Gotta be honest.
Whatever.
Just at school. And at school when it's
when
even worse.
When you weren't famous.
When you get dumped by... Yeah, when you get dumped by their friend. They don't do it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Someone else tells you.
My mate dumps you.
No, it's my mate fancies you first, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it never actually happens. Nothing ever... You don't... Yeah, whatever. I don't think I'd be very good with a job in radio. Kind of panic half mid-sentence.
That's all right, don't worry about it. I'm doing this, I've got pneumonia. It's these gaps you need to fill.
Yeah, okay, you've got pneumonia. I was thinking about a kind of a joke, moan.
No.
That wasn't going to
go. Did you hear our Silly Allen parody?
No, I didn't, but I've heard lots about it.
What's the deal with this? So Smile comes out, and then this other guy released that track, pretending that he's your ex, and he wasn't.
No, not at all. I mean, I never met him.
So what's that all about?
I don't know. He's signed to the Beats, Mike Skinner's label, so...
But can't you sue him? Because is he not using your music?
No, he asked permission. And I said, yeah, why not? I'm not going to stop people from being creative.
Hmm.
That would be rude.
But the record kind of slags you off.
Yeah, well, indirectly. You know, you have to kind of understand the kind of hip-hop mentality, yeah? Because basically what happens is just like a way of expressing oneself. It ain't actually personal.
Did you like the track?
Yeah, it was all right. I didn't like the Vindaloo bits at the end. I thought that was a bit of a cheap shot.
Yeah. So did I. A cheap shot.
Cheap shot.
Listen... You're going on tour.
I am.
In October, you're playing all around the UK. You play Manchester,
starting
Newcastle.
Starting off in Manchester.
Glasgow, Edinburgh, Leeds and Liverpool and Sheffield and Norwich and Bristol. Norwich will be a great gig. Bristol, Portsmouth, Birmingham, and then two nights at the London Astoria.
And then supporting the Scissor Sisters at Wembley.
That's going to be cool.
Yep. Very excited about that.
Listen, good luck with everything. If you haven't bought the single this week, go and buy it today. Download it today. LDN, it's nice.
And also, do you know what is on the B-side? If you can buy the bundle online, and the Naive cover that I did for Joe Wiley's Live Lounge is on the B-side
is
of LDN. Which is very popular.
What's a bundle?
Well, you know how music doesn't really sell anymore? They keep have to, like, giving people extras. So albums on particular websites are no longer just an album. They have to have bonus tracks.
And it's called a bundle. Ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Well, when you have a single, they give bundles, which is like the single, two remixes, a B-side, and then something else. So it's basically like an EP.
When we were kids, bundles were like when everyone jumped on you in the playground, wasn't it?
Yeah, they jump on top of you.
A bundle.
bottle.
Do you know that game? Do you know, you get one person on the...
Do you want to play it?
Okay, Alex, you get on the floor. No, get on the floor.
Yeah, let's bundle Alex.
Just get on the floor.
No, on the couch.
In our day, right, this is what a bundle was.
On the couch, on the couch.
Okay. Go on, then.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
Okay.
It is fun.
That was a bundle.
Listen, Lily Allen, don't you come in here and diss our bundle.
Alex!
Do you know what? I bet halfway through that gig in Norwich, you suddenly go, bundle!
Yeah, I will. Only if you're bundling with me.
Oh, hey, anytime you like, my love. Lily Allen, everybody. Lovely, lovely.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, great legs. I meant to tell you that earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my worst feature.
No, I'm quite surprised. You've got good legs.
Oh, thank you.
Both of them.
You're more than welcome. Yeah, no, only the left one, Dave. Right, see this link. How do you get to today's... Right, we're going to rate Lily.
Now or later?
Got it in now or later? I'm not really bothered.
I don't mind.
Later.
Why do you say that?
I think we should do it later.
Oh, because people are still listening and you're upset.
I'm not upset.
You were hurt by her. Disrespectful.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
All right, Rachel.
I think she does that when...
All right, Rachel.
The chin then,
okay, Rachel. Rachel!
Rachel! I'm Rachel, the producer of the show. It's lovely to meet you, Lily. All right. How rude!
I should stop doing guest liaison.
Hiya!
You should put yourself above all that, Rachel.
What, above guest liaison?
Yeah.
You are above guest liaison.
Did you hear what happened? Rachel had a by the throat in the corridor. Listen to me, Alan. I could make or break you in this industry. Don't diss me again.
Is that why she was a broken woman by the time she walked in?
That's why she was shaking.
See why stories escalate.
Listen, Alan.
No, I thought she was nice.
LDN, you'll be needing BUPA after I've finished with you. Let's move on. Okay, let's rate our guest this morning, who is Miss Lily Rose Allen. I'm going to start with Allard.
She turned up 45 minutes early, which normally is very painful for me.
Which, by the way, gets extra points in my eyes.
Extra points, which means that normally you have to sit with them and they don't want to be here that early, but none of that with Lily. She was funny, she knew the show, she talked about the fact that she listens.
How about the interview?
I think she was nervous, and I think there were two confident people in themselves in a room together, and I think it got a little frosty. So I would put 7 points on the whole Lily Allen experience.
Lily who? Alec?
Lily Allen, sorry.
Lily Allen. Yeah, don't forget her name. It's not you.
Lily Allen.
Stop talking about yourself.
Her and me combined.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, there was a couple of frosty moments in the interview, but... We didn't, you know, we haven't fallen out or anything.
No, off air, she got on brilliantly.
Yeah, she's, oh, hello, she's a sweet girl. So you're saying 7?
Yes.
Rachel.
I'm going to give Lily Allen 6.5.
Okay.
Because she turned up early. I think she was a little bit nervous, but she said some interesting things. I liked the discussion about the animals and the dogs, and she was wearing a nice dress. So 6.5.
Can't give her points for dress.
I can.
Point on whatever you want.
I know, we can.
She dressed up for the interview. That's good.
By the way, just sorry to interrupt, but just have a quick look at the text for a second because it's hilarious.
Ridiculous.
Well, but mine's crashed.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Well, people just texting swear words.
Have a little nosy at mine. It is brilliant. Some of the things, albeit spelt wrongly.
People just texting in badly spelt swear words.
Yeah, or what they're doing is they're putting highly offensive material but putting a dot in between all the letters so that
brilliant.
It gets through.
Does that work?
Yeah, look.
PH for F.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Anyway, sorry, back to the voting.
Right, Dave.
I think in the
now let's be honest now.
Okay,
did she upset you?
No, she didn't upset me. Okay. What you mean about the comment about the fact? No, I mean all she said was the fact that I didn't sound like I looked.
Okay,
which isn't offensive in the slightest. But
you're right.
In the spirit of diplomacy, I believe it would be fair to say that she appeared very confident for a lady who is yet on her first single. And with that in mind, I'm going to give it out of 10. No, she's only had one single on the charts, Rachel. The second one's not out yet.
It's out this week.
Yeah.
Available to buy.
But it hasn't
charted.
Downloaded
it yesterday, last week.
I would therefore give a 4 out of 10.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, it's more than Halle Berry.
You're adding these up, Dave.
Seriously, is that the benchmark now?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. I think I was, yeah, the thing is, with this show, I'm so relaxed and confident now on the air that when somebody comes in and it's, you know, and there's gaps in the interview and it's a little bit whatever, I don't mind it. Mm. Because I appreciate that people are going to be nervous coming in here, especially into our little studio and stuff. Mm. She's only 21. And I don't mean that to sound patronising, but, you know, she's 21. So she's had a lot of success very quick. And I thought at times she came across like she was a little bit arrogant, but I don't think she is.
No.
Oh, there she is. There. She's there. Look.
Go on, then. What point?
Yeah, well, no, what I was saying was, I think she came... I think Lily... See, now, I was talking to her off the air, and she told me something off the air which she didn't want me to talk about on the air. So I think I've seen a side of Lily Allen.
Are you giving her extra points for off-air content?
No, what it is I think Lily Allen...
Oh, backtrack.
I'm not backtracking.
Actually, no, okay, you said good stuff.
She said something to me off the air, and I got near it on the air, and she said... So I think that she's a very sweet, sweet girl.
You're only saying this because she's listening.
No, but I just said that off the air.
Yeah, Chris did just say that off air.
And she's got great legs.
Is that an extra point for legs?
And I'll be honest, I reckon, you know, if we were ever out somewhere together and she'd had enough to drink, I reckon I could cop off with her.
I can see you two as a couple.
Well, that's there, she's nodding. So,
right back after this.
No, I will give her... I'll give her 6.5.
Aww.
The half is for the legs.
Oh, what did you score her?
I gave her 7.
Okay.
Go on, Dave.
Do you want me to add them up?
Yeah, so it's 7, 6.5, 4, 6.5.
Okay, add the 6 and the 4 gives you 10. Add the 7 gives
we'll
you
We'll just
17,
talk about ourselves for a while while he's doing that.
We doing tonight?
We'll give you 23.
Tonight? Well, I've been invited out.
23.5.
Yeah. Lily invited me out.
Yeah. What I finished.
Yeah?
23.5.
There you go.
That work? Now, how does that work,
well, you can
Dave?
Get there the other way as well by simply taking the 3 from the 7 is 3 off the total. Then you've got 4 off the total with the 6. You've got 6 off the total with there. Then you've got 3.5. 3, 7, 13... 16.5 off 40 gives you 23.5.
And add the half point that you didn't put on for mine.
What did you give?
6.5.
Oh, did you? All right, well, 24 then.
There you go.
In between Lamar and David Walliams.
Is she? What a place to be. There you go, Lily. I bet you never thought you'd hear that on the radio about yourself. You're in between Lamar and David Walliams. David Walliams will be furious. A woman? Next to me, a woman? Okay, good. Go on, if you haven't got her album, by the way, go and buy it, because it's a bloody brilliant album. Right. It's 9:31.